Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 747. If you'd like to have a copy of it, and you really should get a copy of this particular program, because this really is going to expand your knowledge as to the respect of God's Word. People in this world have so much respect for the words of the Antichrist government, but they don't respect God's Word. And the Bible plainly states in the Greek, I'd study Greek, Hellenic Greek, the King James Version, and the Hebrew, and the Aramaic, and other avenues that I know of to study. And the Greek, which is the original, takes Jesus to the point of really explaining that all live in respect to God's Word. In other words, only those that respect God's Word live in the resurrected world. There's a world of the dead and the world of resurrection. And he explains that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive, that they've been resurrected. God doesn't say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if they were dead, because he's the God of the living. So all who respect God's word enough to keep what he says belong to the world of the living, the resurrected world. And we're going to explain that. I'm going to explain that today in this program number 747. So if you'd like to have a copy of it, Shannon will tell you how to receive it at the end of the program. Just let us know. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. All these messages are free of charge. I don't charge anything. You're supposed to give tithes and offerings to the Lord, and whatever, if you have it. If you don't have it, give at least 10% to the Lord so that he can multiply it back to you. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow abundantly, you'll reap abundantly. And in other words, you'll be able to reap the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God's word. You'll have, he'll give you a respect for his word that doesn't, that most people don't possess. Only those that respect God, people, all of people that will live eternally, have given respect to God's word. I have also some music and letters, but right now let's pray. Father, I thank you for pouring out your spirit for anointing. And I pray that you anoint this program as you always do. Anoint me so that I can distribute these things unto the people that at this moment have life, and to those that do not have respect to your life, which is your word. Only those shall resurrect and be in the world to come, the other world, the living world, that respect your word. For all people live in respect to you. All people, only the people that respect you will live in the world of the living. All the rest will not be alive. They will, their dead souls, which actually are going to be conscious of hell and the lake of fire, will burn and die forever, but they'll never die. Completely. They'll suffer the pains of hell and also the pains of the lake of fire. So Lord, I ask that you totally anoint this message, this program, so that it will stick in people's brains even more than any other message that I've ever given, that you've spoken through me. You be the one to speak through me, Lord, so that this can be explained thoroughly to people, that they might become alive, that they might live forever in the land, in the world of the living. Lord, I ask it in, and Lord, rebuke Satan. Let him have no place in this program. And rebuke every satanic thing that is coming against the listener of this program. I pray, Father God, that you'll rebuke Satan and open doors for all your children. Give them all the needs, everything that they need, in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, you know, for us to be able to live in the land or the world of the living once we die, we don't die forever if we believe. And here I am with the Joe Leahy arrangement. To me, Joe was one of the most incredible arrangers in the world, the way he uses instruments to enhance a singer is incredible, and this song is called I Believe. Praise the Lord. All right, now, this passage is so important that I'm going to read some of it again. I read some of it yesterday on the program, but this I know that I didn't at that time explain it enough for you to be able to understand it, I think, because I asked some of the people in the church here if they understood what it meant, that all the living live in respect to God. With respect to God, because if you will respect the Word of God, in other words, keep His commandments, and that is something that is so often said, and yet people don't understand it as much as they need to. Verse 27, for our own good, we need to really understand these scriptures. Verse 27, after the Lord had outwitted, because He is the Word of God, and there's no one that can outwit the Word of God or to become more holy than the Word of God, because it's the Word of God. If you have respect unto it, you get to live. Therefore, there is life in the Word of God. There's only life in God's Word. Why? Because the Word is God. And the Word is life, and the blood that Christ shed when He, God, came into the world as a man, there's life in the blood. What does it mean, life? Because the people of this world, they marry and are given in marriage, and they have children. But in the kingdom of heaven, nobody has children. The land or the world of the living, those that have respect unto God's word, become a part of the resurrected world. They are resurrected because they have given respect to God's word. Well, what does it mean to respect God's word? That means that if you respect something, well, then you do or take part in it. You take part in God's word. You keep His commandments. And the Greek Bible, see, I study Greek, the Bible, the Hellenic Greek. I study King James primarily, and the Aramaic, and the Hebrew. I study them all. And other avenues, I really study, I let the Spirit of the Lord, the alive, the living Spirit of the Lord, the living God, let Him lead me into all pastures and all places. I allow Him to spread the table, the word of life in front of me, so that I'm able to explain it to those of you that have life or may not have life at all. So in order to get God's respect enough to resurrect you from the dead, you have to first respect Him, the Word. Now, these Sadducees came unto the Lord. They do not believe in the resurrection. And there's a man that was the head of the juvenile department of, you know, where the children go to court here in Los Angeles. And he was a member of Susie's and my church. And he used to come to our services every day. And he became acquainted with some of our people, too, because they were at that time arresting people. This Antichrist government was arresting people because they were in our church. And they were even taking children, just like you see them doing in Texas. They're taking children away from people because the world of the dead people that are not going to be resurrected, many of them have died, and I'm sure they're not resurrected because they paid no respect to God's word. So all live in respect to God. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is what He told Moses. They had already we would think they died, but God says, and Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, God is not the God of the dead, but He's the God of the living. He is sifting people that are dead, and then He's taking the people that have respect to His word out into eternity to be in the world of the living, the resurrected world. But these Sadducees, so anyway, His name was, I believe it was Bill Bourne. And he's come to the church, and he really loved the church because he could see that there was a difference in the children that were in our church and the dead people, the dead children. We become alive spiritually when we pay respect to God's word, when we say, "You are the word of God," and the Lord says that we have life if we believe in the word of God. But why is that? Because the word of God is life. Jesus is life. Jesus is the word of God. His blood, the life, the eternal life, the resurrected world life is in his blood. The resurrected world life is in the word, you know, to people, and it belongs to people that have respect for his word. Now, Bill Bourne used to say, the Sadducees did not know, they didn't believe in the resurrection. He said that's why they were sad, you see. It was one of his cliches. So verse 27 here says, "Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection whatsoever. And they asked him, saying," verse 28, "Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife, his live brother, whether married or not, should take this dead man's wife, and raise up seed unto his brother." In other words, have sex with his brother's wife so that there can be children born to carry on his name. Now listen, this is the word of God, and this is not evil. In those days, this is called the Levirate Law, to take the wife of your brother if he died and didn't have a son, to raise up seed unto his brother. So that wouldn't be a woman, because the man is the one that has the seed, amen?
Amen.
So he has to have a son unto his brother. Well, here comes this, if my brother died and he had a wife, and here she comes to my door, and I've got a wife. And it says, "You have to raise up seed unto my brother." In other words, you've got to marry me. Marry means you have sex. That's what it is. It's not a piece of paper. It's like you become one flesh. How can you be one flesh with many? Well, just the same way as Jesus, his body is composed of many, many, many people. Because we, all of us that pay respect unto him are his bodies, that pay respect to his word. That pay respect to God. God is the word. Right, so they all come to him and say, "If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife. This is the law, and raise up seed unto his brother. Why should you let your brother's name die? This is the law of God, the Levirate Law." Now, there's the moral law, and this doesn't offend the moral law whatsoever. That's why I say that polygamy is of the Lord. And, of course, the dead in this world who will not resurrect, they're the same as the Sadducees, who are children of this world, who marry and are given in marriage, But in heaven, nobody is married or given in marriage. We lose our uncomely parts because we don't reproduce in heaven. There is no reproducing in heaven. We become, in respect to living forever, we become like the angels. But we're higher than the angels because we're sons of God. And never before has God ever called the angels the sons of God, because they never were created as a human being and had to go through what we have to go through in order to get into heaven. We have to respect God's word. The angels are already there. They were created there. And therefore, God calls those of us that are in the flesh, in this world, that walk after his spirit, after the word, we are called the sons of God. In other words, the sons of the living God. The sons that have respect for God's, because all people live in respect to God's word. That's what it says in the Greek Bible. With respect, all of us that respect God, that keep his commandments. Okay. So here these Sadducees, they don't pay any respect to God's word, and therefore they don't believe in the resurrection or the world of the living. Now the children of the dead, the world here, they believe, it's just really not in anything. They just believe in themselves or whatever their craft that they've chosen to make money with. So this is so good here, this message. So then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, even when God says there is a resurrection, to those that respect his word. If you respect his word, you do what he says. And believe me, the Holy Spirit knows whether you respect his word or not. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, without a son, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. In other words, have sex with her so she can have a child, to cause his brother's name to not die. Verse 29. There were therefore seven brethren. And the first took a wife and died without children, without seed, without, there's no way that his name would live on forever in this world, or at least until this world begins burning up. Verse 30, and the second took her to wife, and he went to, the woman came to the brother's house and said, you have to raise up seed unto my husband, your brother. So the second took her to wife, and he died childless. Verse 31. This is a question the Sadducees, because they don't believe in the world, the living world. 31. And the third took her, and in like manner, the seven also, altogether the seven brothers. She went house hopping after all the seven brothers died. She had to go. So, and they left no children and died. Verse 32. Last of all, the woman died herself. Verse 33. Therefore, in the resurrection, and here they're talking about the resurrection, where they don't even believe in it. It's just like so many Christians that talk about, oh, the resurrection, and they don't believe in it either. But they just say it because it's in the Bible, that God says it. But they don't really believe it, that they could possibly be raised from the dead, because the Holy Spirit, they know that the Holy Spirit is not living in them. For some reason, they don't believe that the Holy Spirit is living in them. And he's not, if they don't believe. Those that believed are saved. They give respect to God's word also. But those that don't believe are damned because they give no respect to God's word. Therefore, in the resurrection, they're saying, and they don't believe in the resurrection, whose wife? In other words, they're goofing on Jesus, they think. Or let's talk about the resurrection when there's no resurrection, okay? Therefore, in the resurrection world, the living world, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. Verse 34, and Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world, this dead world, the world of the dead, they marry and are given in marriage. Verse 35, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, the world of the living, and the resurrection from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. First of all, we don't have any uncomely parts when we go to heaven. Those of us that are children of the, that have obtained the world of the living, the resurrected world, we don't have, because there's no reproducing in heaven. We don't need to have uncomely parts. We don't have genitals or genitalia. No, we're not given in marriage. Verse 36, neither can they die. Well, in the world of the living, we can't die. If we've had respect to God's word, we cannot die any longer. For they are equal. In one respect, they are equal unto the angels. In other words, that we will not die. But we're accounted more worthy than angels because we are the children of God. We are the sons of God. And God has never told any angel that you are my son. This day have I begotten you. Being the children of the resurrection. If we're children of God, we are then the children of the resurrection. So you people that don't believe in the resurrection, you're not children of the resurrection, because in order to be children of the resurrection, you have to be people that are that believe in, or that pay respect, or respect to God's word. Because all live unto respect of God's word. All people that live in the world of resurrection, the resurrected world, live in respect to God. What do you mean? Only in respect to God? Does that mean God is the word? Yes. And if you respect his word, then you will live in the world of the living, the resurrected world. Now then, because we're the children of the resurrection, we're children of life. All that are not children of life are, they are still in their graves and they go to hell. Verse 37, and this is the word of God, folks. Now that the dead are raised, well, he's telling these people that don't believe in the dead rising, being raised from the dead. Even Moses showed at the burning bush. What did Moses show? He says, when he calleth, when Moses called the Lord the God, of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For all live in respect to him. All people that are alive unto him. His word. They only live if they have respect to his word. So God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. That's why he says, you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they're not dead. They're alive. They lived in respect to him. Now, Sharon, do you want to come here and take this Greek Bible and read that passage to them? They've got it marked here. And read, this is the Greek, the Hellenic Greek. This is the real word of God, King James is too. It's saying the same thing. For all live unto God. Well, if in other words, if you're living unto a denial of God, his word, well, then you don't live. But you live in respect to God, his word. Okay, go ahead, read it.
And Jesus said to them, the sons of this present existence marry and are given in marriage.
Yeah, the dead people. They're dead spiritually. Because that's why while we're here in this world, we've been commanded to reproduce, and that's why homosexuality and lesbianism is such a sin, because you can't produce, you can't keep God's commandments. And if you do that, well, it shows that you have no respect unto God, and therefore you have no respect for God's word, and therefore you cannot be resurrected from the dead by disrespect of God's word, because he's the God of the living, and the word of God is alive, it's God. The word of God is God, and it's alive, and has the power of resurrection in it, so that when you die, God, on the last day, raises up your body again because you allowed your body to pay respect to God. You were in respect to God. For they live unto him. That is, unto respect of him. Then go ahead, read it.
And Jesus said to them, the sons of this present existence marry and are given in marriage, but those who have been deemed worthy to obtain that age and the resurrection out from among those who are dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage.
Right, so because when you're in heaven, we don't marry. That's there's a doctrine that is around in the heretical churches today that say that angels came down, evil angels, when they were cast down from heaven. These evil angels never had any uncomely parts. They had no genitals or genitalia, and there's no possible way that they could have sex with the children, the women of men. They couldn't. And so they said this is what caused giants. But these are people that don't know the Word of God, because they don't respect the Word of God. They just come up with their own doctrines. And they cause people just to disrespect God's word. And therefore they cause people to not be able to be resurrected on the last day. Because the spirit, there's no spirit of life in false doctrine. There just isn't. Okay, then read some more.
For neither are they any longer able to die, but they are equal to the angels.
Yeah, in respect to that we live forever. There's no dying in heaven. We live forever. Read that again.
For neither are they any longer able to die.
We can't. Wasn't that something? You just can't die in heaven. You just live forever and ever and ever and ever, and it's just for eternity. God never dies, and because of the fact that you paid respect to God, the Word is God, that Word lives in you, and therefore you live forever. You cannot die. Then what?
For they are equal to the angels.
Equal in respect only, that we never die. But we're better than the angels because we are the sons of God. Go ahead, read it.
And are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection.
Yes, in other words, we're sons of God, therefore we are sons of the living world, the world where no one dies. Then what?
Now that the dead are raised.
Now that the dead are raised, you people, you sad UCs, believe that the dead are not raised. Now that the dead are raised, what?
Even Moses indicated at the bush when he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Now God, he is not of dead people.
Right, he's not of people of this world. God sends his preachers into the world to preach the word of God unto them so that they can pay respect to God's word, so that they also can be children of the resurrection or children of that world to come, the world of the living, the resurrected, where only the sons of God can go, but they can't reproduce there. Why would God allow people to reproduce in heaven when that would be giving a chance for people to sin again? But he's only taking those that are faithful to his word, that respect his word, to go to heaven. There's no other person that's going to be there except children that believe in the living word of God. Now you say, well, how are we going to have ecstasy in heaven? There is so much more ecstasy in heaven by the Spirit that it is the last thing that you'd ever think of is to be carnal, to want to have sex, because ecstasy is so far beyond the ecstasy of sex that you just wouldn't ever even think of such a thing there. Ecstasy is beyond anything that the people of this world could possibly ever imagine. All they know is, well, it feels good, you know, anything that feels good. But there isn't anything that can feel as good as being in the Holy Spirit and being in the in the world of the living. The world where only the sons of God, the ones that paid respect to God's word, they live in respect to God's. In other words, we live unto God. So if we are living for God or unto God here in this world, then we get to live in the resurrected world with him eternally. We never die. Okay, then what?
Now God, he is not of dead people, but of those who are alive.
Yes, you dead people, the ones that give no respect to God's word, it's impossible for you to live eternally in heaven. Well, we just love our mother, our father, sister, brother, son, daughter, whatever so much. But if they've not paid any respect to the Lord, and that's why we have to live unto God to show our loved ones that we love them, that we love God more than them, because if they don't pay, if we pay more respect to our mother, father, sister, brothers, sons and daughters and grandchildren and all this, then we're dead, because God is king. He is the only one who has life. And so if we respect him that has life and is able to transmit this life to us and to give it to us so that we live forever, then we are able to be partakers in the world of the living, the resurrected world, and we never die. But those of us that pay more respect to anyone else in the world or anything else in the world, we're not worthy of life. We're not, because we're not living unto him. All live unto him. All live that give respect unto him. And if you respect him, you do what he says. That's the only way that he knows that you should live forever is that you respect him. And you don't respect anybody more than him to disobey his command. And that's why a lot of people will think that people that respect God's word are cruel, because the Lord says, anyone that doesn't hate mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, children, grandchildren, anybody, if you don't hate them, then you're not worthy of me. Okay, you have to love me. You have to love life. You must love the world of the living more than anything, or you're not worthy of me. Are they not worthy of the resurrected world to come? You're like a sad, you see. Do you understand?
Amen, yes.
Okay, continue on in the Greek.
For all live with respect to him.
You see, you don't have to be sad, you see. You live in respect to him when you respect him. Amen?
Amen.
Do you understand that now?
Yes.
Because, see, you didn't understand it before. Now you do, right?
Right.
So I think this is one of the most magnificent scriptures in the world, because it tells you that all live unto God. If you respect him here, you keep his commandments. You don't put anybody before him. You don't fall away from the Lord if people rebuke you and reprove you. You never get sad, you see. So sad that you miss the world of the living, that you give up life for death. You love death. All those that hate the word of God pay no respect to it. They love death. They love the idea of knowing that they're going to hell. Is what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. For he is not a God of the dead, you people that don't respect his word, but he's only, the word of God is living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It has life in it. It circumcises your heart so that his word can live, so that he can live. The word is him, and that he can live in your heart. For all live that respect God. They live in the resurrected world. So then, verse 39, then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, thou hast well said. Whoa, they understood it, I guess. Verse 40, and after that they did not ask him any more questions at all. They asked him about tithing in the same chapter. Should we pay tithes unto Caesar? Should we give respect unto him? He says, respect God. Give God all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And anything that's left, which is nothing, give to Caesar. But he told the disciples, pay the taxes. Go ahead, because that's all they have in this world. And he says, and I'll multiply it back to you. Don't worry about it. So people pay your taxes. That's of the Lord. So the IRS should be happy with the Lord in that respect. But IRS, that's all you have is coins. And after that, they did not ask him any questions at all, because he told them the truth, and the truth, they couldn't say anything against the truth. And he said unto them, how say they that Christ is David's son? Verse 42. And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? How can the Lord Jesus Christ be the son of David when David called Jesus his, when David called him Lord? And then how is he then David's son. Verse 45. Then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, verse 46, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes. It's just an outward show. There's nothing in them. There's no life. They have no respect for God's word. And love greetings in the markets. Why would you like greetings of people in the markets when the people that are really of the world to come, the living world, give respect, only want respect from God, because they respect God so that God will respect them. Not the people in the marketplace. You know, to show off to people. What good? Why would you care what people think? And the highest seats in the synagogue, they love that, so that they can show off to people. And the chief rooms at feasts, well, they have all these different rooms. Well, we love this big room here for my people, and shows that I've got lots of money. What are you bragging for? You know, you're going to die. And if you don't stop this, you won't make it into the world of the living. Because you have to respect God. Only those that respect God will live forever. 47. Verse 47. Which devour widows' houses. Now, if you're devouring a widow's house, then how is that paying respect to God? Not at all. And for a show, makes long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. Well, why will they receive damnation? Just because they devour widows' houses? Well, that's it. Jesus said, yeah, that's right. And for a show, make long prayers. You're trying to make it look, to make people believe that you are of the Lord because you like to pray a long time and to speak a long time. When you really don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you, there's no Spirit of resurrection in you. And therefore, what good are you? You're chaff. You're trying to show fleshy things. Well, you shall receive greater damnation. Greater damnation. Well, what's worse than being damned? Well, what's worse than being damned? Well, I'll tell you what Jesus said. Greater damnation is worse than damnation. Amen?
Amen.
The more damnation, so there's levels of damnation. There's damnation, and then there's greater damnation. Bible says that a person that doesn't feed and clothe his household, his wife, and his children, is worse than an infidel. Well, we know that infidels go to hell. Well, what could be worse than an infidel? The Bible says they're worse than an infidel if you don't support your children and your wife. Well, that's, there's a different degree of hell. Worse than an infidel. Infidels go to hell, and worse than an infidel receive greater damnation. Well, let's see. Now, we have, that ended chapter 20, and so now we have some letters, okay? Sharon, where's the first letter? Whoever's reading.
This is from Vandalia, Missouri.
Okay.
Dearest Tony, I'm writing to thank you for helping with my daughter Marissa's 13th birthday. She was more than thrilled with the presents. Your ministries have been a blessing to me and my daughter. I was outraged at the Dr. Phil show. If they only knew the amount of help you distribute to those of us who are helpless.
Well, see, if they don't know that, if they don't care to investigate that, and if they don't find that there's any goodness in keeping God's commandments, then they are the children of the dead. Dr. Phil is just interested in exalting himself to the point to where he bails people out of jail, and he attacks people, especially he attacks the children of the living, the ones that are going to live forever, and there's greater damnation. I would appreciate from him a an apology for doing what he did. And other than that, I mean, I don't have to spend eternity in hell. He's the one that would have to do it unless he asks for forgiveness. And if he does, I'll forgive him. Then what?
I will always be a testimony to how obedient your ministry is to God's word. You go above and beyond your call of duty, and for that I am grateful. In your last letter, you stated I would be getting a pen pal. I am anxiously awaiting a letter. It would do my heart good to get mail and to communicate with a fellow Christian who could give me some advice and direction. Thank you again, and God bless the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. Your sister in Christ, Cheryl, from Vandalia, Missouri Prison.
Praise the Lord. Okay, do you have another one? We only have about a half a minute.
Okay, from Siana, Peru. I am a professor, and I received your literature. I would like you to send me your literature, but especially the ones that talk about the Pope, because I want to present it to the professor of religion.
Well, don't be so concerned about the Pope. I'd let you know who the devil is, but it's all right to do that. But still and all, you know, we need to be busy about our Father's work. There's much more to talk about in the Bible than just the Antichrist cult, the Roman Catholic cult. Then what?
All she talks about is about lies of the Catholic Church. Please send your literature to the above address. Thank you, Professor IP from Siana, Peru.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Now it's time to pray. And I pray that you'll now give respect to God's word. If you do, then you're going to not reject him now. You're going to accept him. There's only two things that you can do with the word of God, with God himself, and that is to accept him or reject him. And so you don't want to be the children of the dead. You want to be the children of the living. You want to be in the world of the living, the resurrected world. So say this prayer, and you will be. You begin now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins, and I have respect unto that, Father God. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead. You resurrected him by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that you're going to resurrect us, because we're going to be a people that respect your word, respect your resurrected, everlasting world. We don't want to go to hell. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you, Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, into my heart. Jesus, wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away initially. And if we stay in your word, we respect your word to the end, we shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul, and Sharon, tell everyone how they can receive a copy of this very important tape or CD, number 747. It's free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Jesus, I praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another life-giving, eternal life resurrection message. And you know, the Apostle John got a real good glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, the world of the living, in the book of Revelation. He wrote, the Lord gave it to him to write. And this song is about the book of Revelation. It's called I, John, I Saw a Mighty Number. And this is myself with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. We recorded this at the Johnny Cash Studio in Hendersonville. It's called I, John.
Well, and I, John, saw a mighty number way up in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, saw a mighty number moving way up in the middle of the air. Mighty, well, I, John, saw a mighty number moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, saw a mighty number moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, there were three gates in the east, and there were three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, and that made 12 gates to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, come mighty new, will I chime some mighty number, well, in the middle of the air. I jumped, saw a mighty number, way in the middle of the air. Oh, John declared that he saw a man who had 12 bright stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Oh, John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Well, he felt the gospel come like a two-edged sword. Well, he heard a voice that said, John, take a look. Read what you see and then write a book. He saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west. 12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south. 48 angels to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, God, the mighty God, the mighty God, the mighty God.